Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will judge between the nations and will settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war any more. Come, descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. In 2008, Mexico City native Pedro Reyes melted down 1,527 weapons to make the same number of shovels to be used for planting trees in the community. The guns Reyes used represent a fraction of the weapons Mexican authorities seize every day. He called his project Palas por Pistolas, or Pistols to Shovels. 2,700 years ago, the prophet Isaiah foresaw the day when nations will beat their swords into plowshares. Sadly, in spite of efforts such as pistols to shovels, this day has not yet come. We still have no peace and little patience with one another. Despite our best efforts and intentions, we just can't manufacture the peace we dream of. Sin in the world and our hearts make peace impossible for us. But not for God. He set up a peace that prevails when he climbed Mount Calvary to hang on a cross. Jesus endured the injustice of people so he could justify people before God. All who trust in him have forgiveness for all their sins, peace with God, and the promise of an eternal end to all their earthly suffering. When Jesus comes again, he will set right once and forever all that is broken. Everyone who believes in him will see this peace realized. He will remove all sin and hatred from our hearts and clothe us in his glorious goodness. Do you want this lasting peace? Do you want a peace that quiets every guilty conscience? Then climb Mount Calvary by faith and find refuge under the cross. Do you want a peace that no diagnosis, disaster, or death can dissolve? Then walk in the light of the Lord, and he will direct your eyes to the day when he will craft the weapons of death into instruments of life. Lord Jesus, when I am anxious about anything, guard my heart and mind with your peace in every way. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.